This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the book of Psalms and calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, holy, holy God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised, for you are the anointed one. You're the bridegroom and the comforter. You have dominion over everything. You're ever-present, and you have the final authority. You're the God of the generations, the hope of Israel. You are Emmanuel, God with us. You are Jesus, our Lord and Savior. You're the keeper of our soul, and you, Lord, are love itself. You're merciful, and you're nurturing. You're omniscient, passionate, and the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are robed in majesty. You are our sun and shield. You are truth and unbelievably gracious to us. You are the victorious warrior, and you have wisdom beyond anything we could come up with. We come to you for wisdom today, Lord, for you are extraordinary. You're the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the God of Zion. Blessed be your name. Praise the Lord. We just love you, Lord. Thank you for this new day. Thank you for the Psalms. Thank you for all those who have read different portions of this book. It is an incredible gift to our brothers and sisters across the nation. Lord, help our ambassadors who are working each day, that whatever they do, help them to do it with all their heart, for they're working for you as servants, as representatives, as ambassadors for the kingdom way. Oh Lord, help them to remember that, to be strengthened by that, and not be afraid. For you are their guide and shield, the ever-present help in trouble. We bow before you and thank you for this opportunity to pray together, to praise together, and to love you with our whole hearts. We thank you for this day. In the mighty name of our King Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are up to Psalm 135 today, and it's a little longer than some of the short little songs of ascents we've had. And it's delightful. Today's reading is by Chad Sweeney. He is a PE teacher from Kentucky, and he will be reading Psalm 135. The Word of God, Psalm 135.
Hi, this is Chad from Kentucky. Psalm 135, the Lord is great. Hallelujah, praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, you servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for it is delightful. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as his treasured possession. For I know that the Lord is great, our Lord is greater than all the gods. The Lord does whatever he pleases in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all the depths. He causes the clouds to rise from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain and brings the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, both people and animals. He sent signs and wonders against you, Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his officials. He struck down many nations and slaughtered mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan, he gave their land as an inheritance to his people Israel. Lord, your name endures forever, your reputation, Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are of silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths to speak, but cannot speak. They have ears, but cannot hear. Indeed, there is no breath in their mouths. Those who make them are just like them, as are all who trust in them. House of Israel, bless the Lord. House of Aaron, bless the Lord. House of Levi, bless the Lord. You who revere the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord from Zion. He dwells in Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Praise God for the reading of his word, and thank you, Chad, for reading Psalm 135 for us today. Let us pray Psalm 135. This is a special prayer for Israel, his treasured possession. To the Lord of Israel, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. House of Israel, bless the Lord. House of Aaron, bless the Lord. We come together because we revere you, Lord. We are your servants. Hallelujah. You are the God above all gods. You are greater than all creations of mankind. You do whatever you please in heaven and earth. We ask for the peace of Jerusalem and for security for those who love you in Israel. Lord, they are surrounded by enemies and now attacked directly by Iran. Vindicate your people and have compassion on your servants, Lord. You performed great miracles to free your people and sent signs and wonders. Will you do it again for Israel, gracious Lord? Oh, that all the haters would come to love Jesus. There would be no war. You gave Israel this land as an inheritance. For the sake of your reputation, have mercy, Lord. We praise you, for you are good. We praise your name, for it is delightful. We ask humbly for your intervention in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness to be in the Word of God and prayer each school day. Now I'm going to read you our daily devotional from Christian Educators. These can be found on our website at christianeducators.org, or you can just listen to them here. This is written by Lori Van Deventer, and Lori is a Christian educator and a corporation librarian and dual credit English teacher from Indiana. That's interesting. She calls this Strengths and Weaknesses. The scripture that Lori chose is Ephesians 2 verse 10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Studying the Enneagram has helped me to learn more about myself by understanding my strengths and weaknesses. I have also learned more about other people and their masterful wiring. As a teacher, I've applied what I've learned and realized that my students all have different ways of processing the world beyond the pedagogy of learning types provided. But one of the biggest lessons I've learned from the Enneagram is that our strengths can also become our weaknesses when applied in excess. With this in mind, I try to better understand my students and colleagues and find ways to harness the power of their strengths to ensure they don't become a hindrance. For example, you know, the sweet child who helps everyone. How can we ensure that he isn't putting himself behind with deadlines because he is making sure everyone else is prepared? I'm sure you also know a colleague who always has the perfect idea to bring fun and adventure to school. What happens when the social butterfly overextends and says yes to every club, sign-up sheet, and fundraiser? Today, I encourage you to talk to your students and colleagues, God's masterpieces, and learn more about their personalities, strengths, weaknesses, and goals to help them shine. Heavenly Father, thank you for the wisdom of Solomon and the beauty of knowing that we are each a personal masterpiece of your design with good works to do. Help us to affirm the value of each of our students. Foster a peaceful and safe environment in our classrooms so that we can share the truth about developing skills and giving our best selves to the world without pushing beyond the limits. Holy Spirit, bring us words to have these valuable conversations with the people in our circle of influence. In Jesus' name, amen. And that was Strengths and Weaknesses, written by Lori Vandeventer. And now, friends, it's time to remind you that we're going to be praying again today at 1:16 p.m. What a gift. We're going to be praying today to encourage our students to serve. A service mindset is often unnatural, but can certainly be learned. And so let's pray for the ability for children to learn how to serve others and not to just be all about themselves. And so when the alarm goes off today, just pray. If this one doesn't come to your mind, don't worry, just pray. And join your brothers and sisters across the time zones, praying at 1:16 p.m. And we do that because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I really look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. Don't forget your alarm. That's no natural stopping time. And now, I love to bless you with our blessing for this school year, and that, of course, is Psalm 23. Today, I'm going to read it to you with the American Standard Version. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He guideth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.